Well, thanks for joining us as we continue our journey through the Bible. Today we come to Ezekiel chapter 31. We're going to be looking at verses 10 and 11. Therefore, this is what the sovereign Lord says. Because the great cedar towered over the thick foliage, and because it was proud of its height, I gave it into the hands of the ruler of the nations for him to deal with according to its wickedness. I cast it aside. Through the prophet Ezekiel, God let the nation know that he was in charge. Their vast armies were no match for his power. Their economies could not out-resource his resources. He used countries for his sovereign purposes, but he never let them get by with their wickedness. The great empire of Egypt towered over the other nations for a time. They were proud of their attainments and their accomplishments. They felt indestructible. They boasted of their great height. However, when God had had enough of their conceit, he cast them aside. We need to remember, pride goes before destruction, a haughty spirit before a fall. Proverbs 16:18. The things that puff us up drag us down. When we become proud of our height, God will trim us back. He will not leave his children, but he will humble us. Living in the highlands of pride, we have a tendency to kind of look down on God. But he won't let that happen. He will keep us in a place where we must look up to him. That's the position of dependence, of service, of worship. The spiritual journey is not a path for those with a proud, self-satisfied swagger. Father, help us not to think too highly of ourselves. May our confidence come from you alone. Help us deal with our pride before a devastating fall comes. In Jesus' name, amen.